to Malachy. Malachy Cush. Morning, Malachy. Good morning. He'll not be on that line. He'll actually be on the special line that we reserve for Malachy Cush. It's a golden line. Good morning, Malachy.
I've been sitting on this line for weeks waiting on you to press the button.
What are you up to? You're doing some sort of fundraising, are you?
Well, I've been really blessed. I've been part of the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke team for a number of years now. And last year we had a great fundraiser, Music Night fundraiser, and raised over £10,000. So we're trying to do it again this year and trying to surpass that in the Armagh City Hotel with a host of stars from all walks of the high top rankers to the middle of the road and the starting up people, and people like myself who've been there for a while. So we're having a night in the Armagh City Hotel, all to raise funds for the great work of Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke.
It's a good event. It's on the 9th of May. I've got the list in front of me here. You've got the likes of Cluna Hagen. You've Hugo's going to be there. Philomena Begley, the Ward sisters. Barry Doyle, who people would have seen actually on UTV the other night in his Farmer Dan guys. Barry was emphasising the fact that Country Jive is very much back. He was working alongside Maeve Farrell, who's the dance teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great piece actually on UTV on Pamela's programme. Aidan Quinn's going to be there. Paul Kelly, Sean Lockery. Jeepers creepers, of Justin McGurk, Lisa McCrory, and yourself. That's it. Would you be able to get everybody on and off the stage in one night?
Well, the nature of these things, the nature of these events, is such a thing that they can run on for 3 or 4 hours, and people can come and go as they like. But the talent is great. We've got Joni Harms coming over from Oregon, who'll be accompanied by the Sheeran family band as well, which is quite a two. We didn't have an international or sort of an American star over last year, so it's sort of a changing, a little bit of trend. Inject a little bit of enthusiasm from other people who like the American country sound but maybe aren't really as familiar with the Irish country music sound, so we're sort of trying to appeal to another audience there as well. So there's a real good mix, and all of these guys are so willing, as you well know, to give. Like, everybody's given their time for free. They understand the importance of local charity, you know, and we're always punching above our weight in this part of the world when it comes to supporting these events.
Yeah, Malachy, just one thing, you know, because that is the charity side of it, and it's always well attended when it's a country event for a good cause. A little bit later in the programme, I'm going to be talking to Rory McSorley, who's Frostbit Boy, and he's involved with a country initiative whereby he believes, and the people around him believe, they can make a country night venture actually work as a business proposition. There are quite a few country venues that are working the length and breadth of Northern Ireland and beyond at the moment.
There are, it's a challenge, I think, for new venues to start up, because the ones that are there are really, you know, they've been there for countless years, long before, like, my mother and father would have been going to them. So they're really established, and people really have that sort of nostalgia. They have the memories of maybe going when they're younger, maybe having a dance with their mother and father, where they learn how to do the trade properly, like you would have done and like I have done. When you're out with your folks, and you see how it's done, and how people can enjoy a night out, and that, you know, it is indeed a very healthy pastime as well. You know, going to a country music dance, because you'd be, you know, I'm telling you what, there's men going out changing shirts in the middle of it. I wouldn't have to do that being an athlete like me, but
But do you think he could make a success of a new venue or not?
Well, that's a challenge, you know. But where, I don't know, I'm unfamiliar with the story. I don't know if he's doing it locally or...
He's going to actually be doing it in the Crumlin Road jail. He's going to be running a special country night there on a regular basis. I'm going to get a hold of him and have a proper yarn with him about it, because I do love the idea of country music being in every town. I just, you know, maybe it harks back to my memory as a kid. I just love the idea of it. I love the sound of it, the jiving. I remember the marquees coming to every parish, you know, and the carnivals.
Yeah, the old carnivals.
Yeah, I loved it.
I seen you recently, and I was talking to my dad. He used to man the carnivals, you know. That was a real local initiative. But this is interesting. I don't know.
It's a terrible line, Malachy. You've disappeared on me. You've disappeared on me.
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
It's an interesting one, going back to the carnivals, and that was all local initiatives. It was a time when, you know, there wasn't as much entertainment out there as there is today. There's such a vast array of choices for people. But it's an interesting one, because I don't know if the Belfast City has actually a country music dance venue left. So many Frostbit Boy, who I've never met, may be onto something. I'm not sure. But the Crumlin Road Jail is a popular location now for many events, and they're doing all these fundraisers overnight stairs, and my local club did an overnight stay there and raised crazy money, so it's a good venue. I didn't get an invite yet, which I'm pretty sure. I hope you got an invite. I hope he's given you an invite back.
Jeepers, if I have him on the blimmin' radio, he'd need to invite me. Malachy, listen, we'll remind people it's the 9th of May 2017, this coming month. It's how far away? It's only a couple of weeks away. The 9th of May this year, it's the Armagh City Hotel. It's an aid of the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart, Stroke Association, and it's a absolute wealth of country music talent, and if you contact the hotel you'll be able to get tickets, I presume.
Yeah, you can book the tickets online and you can, you know, select the seats if you want, because as is the case with all of these music events, people like to get as close to the action as possible, so you can select your seats and it's really useful. And you know, the best thing about it, all of the funders will go to support all the initiatives of the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke team. They really do great work here, you know, for people who need it so badly. It's okay. Funny. I met you recently in Brianna, I suppose, so we know that there's lots of people who really need the support of these services, so it's great to try to do something for them.
Totally. Malachy, thank you. The line isn't great, but we certainly got the full message there. Thank you very much indeed. Malachy Cush, right.